We're CJMQ, and today we're talking with the country artist Steve Rivers. So welcome, Steve.
How you doing?
I'm doing fine. Now, you're based in Nashville, so are you Canadian or are you American or both?
Yes, I'm Canadian. I'm from Ontario.
Okay.
About 45 minutes outside of Toronto, but I moved to Nashville about 4 years ago and been living here most of the year and back home most of the year, kind of going back and forth.
Great place to connect as far as country music is concerned. How long have you been in the country music business?
I'd say about 8 years.
And what made you get started in it?
All my life I've been playing music. Played a lot when I was a kid, like piano and guitar and singing and that kind of thing. And during high school, I played in a rock band with some buddies and stuff. We actually did some moderate success, I guess. And I guess when I turned 18, I just fell more in love with Southern rock kind of stuff. And started doing some more writing and eventually had the opportunity to come down here through my college program and just fell in love with the city and been writing songs and doing country music ever since.
Okay, that's great. So it was through the college program that you went to Nashville and got involved there. Now your music is described as country, rock, Americana, and a bit of blues, so that's quite neat.
A mixture of everything. I mean, Nashville's a very eclectic city, I think. I mean, a lot of people think that it's just a music capital, but there's so much different kinds of music here. I mean, a lot of bands come here to record or get inspired through, different types of southern genres like bluegrass and Americana and red dirt and a whole bunch of different styles of music. And it's, I think that's what makes Nashville the most unique city of all the other music capitals out there.
Definitely a great place to be connected with the music scene then. Now, you've had two singles. The latest one is Mess It Up. The one before that was Uncomplicated. And you write all your own songs?
Yeah, I co-write a whole bunch of them with fellow writers here in town. Uncomplicated, actually, I just picked that one. That was a song that was pitched to me a couple of years ago by some really well-known writers here in town. And I just fell in love with the song. As soon as I heard it, I'm like, well, this song needs to go on the album. And I'm very fortunate that we got the opportunity to record that. And yeah, I did pretty good. And all the rest of the stuff I've been writing. And I also co-write with other artists for their records as well. And a couple of cuts over the last year, which I'm really happy about.
Definitely busy now. Is music your full-time career right now?
Yes, it is. A lot of driving.
A lot of driving. Now, Temptations, that's your album, your first album?
Second.
Second album, okay. And what was the name of the first one?
The first one's called Beginnings of a Work in Progress.
Okay, that's an interesting title. And when did that come out?
We put that one out back in, we recorded part of it in North Sydney, Nova Scotia, and the rest in Ontario.
Okay.
And, yeah, it's a pretty good record. There's 10 original songs on that. And I spent the last 4 years writing for this new record and, you know, stepping up. You know, my teachers always said, you know, your voice is good and your music writing is good, but you got to step up your songwriting and get better ideas and just kind of learn the craft. So that's one of the biggest motivations I had when I first came down here, was to come down here and get mentored by professional songwriters and kind of learn how they do it and how they approach writing, you know, hits and that kind of thing. And so I'm really glad it took my time for the second record.
So there must be quite a difference in the albums themselves?
Yeah, I think so, for sure. Definitely, as far as, you know, lyrics and melody ideas and production, I mean, we recorded this album all down here in Nashville with some really, really good Nashville session players and a producer, Jimmy Dillon. He did a great job with it, and yeah, I'm looking forward to doing the second one probably in another year from now.
Oh, interesting. Now, Temptations, that one is out also, your latest one?
Yeah, Temptations, it's available on iTunes, Amazon, and CD Baby.
Okay, lots of places. And you're on Facebook, you're on MySpace too, I guess, plus you have a website?
Oh yeah, all over. It's www.steverriversmusic.com.
Okay.
And I'm on Twitter, Facebook, Google+, all that stuff.
Okay, lots of places to find you. Your plans for this summer?
Well, I'm here in Nashville for about another 3 weeks, playing down here and finishing up some writing, and then I'm heading back to Canada to play a variety of summer festivals. We're going to be doing a few Rib Fests in Ontario, and just looking forward to getting out to the sticks again and enjoying the Canadian summer.
Okay, sounds good. Anything else you wanted to add before we go, Steve?
Thank you so much for having me on. I appreciate it, and thank you for playing my song.
Okay, well, all the best.
All right, take care, Marie.
Okay, bye.